Welcome to Fail Forward's Post-Pod Reflections, where Dan and Adnan sit back, no agenda, talk about how the podcast went, and share some of the areas that resonated with them.
What blew my mind was the fact that I couldn't even notice that it was Rob's first podcast.
No, he spoke really well. Amazing. You can tell he works with high level, you know, C-suite executives. His communications is on point. He's just focused in everything he's saying. Tremendous value that he's, you know, talking about. He's not shy to hide anything. He's very transparent, and you could listen to him all day. There's just so many good things he talks about.
Yeah.
I mean, simplifying things. I love that as well. Just simplifying everything.
Well, like what really stuck with me was the whole, like, your body likes rhythm and habit. And I think about that when I think about sleep, but I don't really think about that when I think about food, you know? And I'm definitely a little bit more sporadic about when I eat, but you realize that you could be eating all the best things, but if your body is not even ready to digest the things when they come, it's probably not optimally using them. Like, that's now what's going through my head.
Do you know what? There's certain guests now that I've spoken to, Rob being one, David being another, where I question so many things now. If I open the fridge door and I want something to eat, everything I pick up, I think, I shouldn't be eating that. I almost feel like I've got people watching. Don't eat. You're making the wrong choice.
Dan, I'll tell you something. This morning, I had an awesome coworker of mine get me Sugar Shane's cookies. By the way, audience, Sugar Shane's is on our next guest next week, FYI. Anyways, great cookies. Got him to the office. And literally what I was thinking about was, what would 5 years later Adnan say if I ate 2 cookies this morning before lunch? And they're still sitting there not eating, which is, I will eat them at some point, but it's choosing when to do it versus just going into impulse. So yes, questioning everything.
Yeah, I unfortunately made a cup of tea this afternoon because I knew I was going to have a late night running doing the podcast. So I thought I have a ginger chocolate covered biscuit with my tea, and there was about 5 or 6 left. So I knew if I had one, I'd be able to just put one back. I ate all 6, but I felt terrible. But I was going running later, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to have a busy afternoon. I might not have dinner. So that was my choice. I don't know. I didn't give it the 5-year thought. I should have done, but
you know, you falter sometimes, and that's okay, right? Well, so something that's actually I'm reading right now that's really have an impact on me is, it's a book called The Molecule of More, and it's basically an entire conversation about what dopamine is. It's not the molecule of liking something; it's the molecule of wanting. So that's why we often feel a good feeling when you see a cookie and you want the cookie, but that doesn't almost always doesn't translate to you actually liking the process of eating the cookie as much as you liked wanting it. So I always think about that. Should I follow the dopamine pathway that's just making me want something right now? Or should I follow the path of, hey, is it truly something that I will like? Which is the serotonin pathway.
Right, the serotonin pathway. Because I've looked into this in a book recently and listened to a lot about the 4 different chemicals. And then the serotonin, is that the one that you kind of want to feel something? It's not like adrenaline, but it's almost like the giving, or the, if you're holding hands with someone, you know, your wife or your partner, and there's that kind of feeling of care. And which one is it?
It's more towards what you're saying. So I'm not necessarily the expert, but all I know is serotonin is more of the long-term release drug versus the dopamine, which spikes heavily, you know, when you feel a desire for something. But then it's so complicated because there's desire-induced dopamine, and then there's controlled dopamine release, which gives you satisfaction when you achieve goals. Like, hey, we're recording a podcast, or we got a photo of Gwil for the characters. You know, those are also dopamine pathways.
Notification. Do you know what? This is so true, because it gets so deep with like marketing and things as well, because people play into your reactions and through chemical balancing and just getting that hit, immediate hit, that, like shopping, and you get the Amazon delivery that comes in the door. That's like, or you're ordering something online. You know, for a lot of people, when they just get addicted to shopping because they just like that quick release of, yes, I bought it, or yes, it's coming through the door. And it's just that feeling of it's like an adrenaline rush, isn't it? And that gets addictive, and you know, people keep, and that's why you get all these emails that keep coming through all the time, or text messages or things on Instagram or Facebook popping up, adverts, because it's making you want to just get that hit.
Yeah, because they just got to cater to the fact that you want it, not to the fact that you like it, you know?
Mm.
Hey, why did I buy that? I don't need it. Oh, but there's a new version coming out. I want it now. Even though I didn't like the first version.
It's hard. I mean, these choices are hard, and to try and, you know, put yourself on. But yeah, I think going back to that conversation, Rob, about simplifying things, balance and rhythm of what you eat was really, really interesting. But again, the other thing that really stood out to me was, I've heard this a few times recently, was just being able to change environment. That was a big, big turning point for him. And I think that was, and that's outside of what he does in a career. That's just a big lifestyle change that he decided to, you know, change his environment when things were, he knew that he had to change something, like when he was getting burnout for all these hours at work. And it's a difficult decision to make for a lot of people. You know, people suffer in silence, especially a lot of men. They feel like they can just keep going. Things will get better, and they do get better, and then they get worse again. But it is quite hard, but it's just leave that job or leave that, you know, toxic relationship or addiction with something. It's hard to change, and it's hard to change environment. But yeah, it was good to hear that that was a positive thing for him. And I know it is for so many people as well.
Yeah. And I mean, I guess the last thing to end on that I also felt with Rob right at the end was all of these people that we're speaking to that we, you know, put up to a certain extent on a pedestal as successful people, all of them still have struggles and still have things that maybe today they're doing that they get on another podcast in 5 to 10 years and say, wow, I'm glad I got that out of my life, you know, a month later or 2 months later. So like, we talk about the things that we've failed at and improved on, but there's still things in our own lives that I for sure know I need to do better at. And you know, this is a podcast for me to get there as well.
It almost brings us onto the same kind of level. Whatever you do in life, whatever job, performance, sport that you're into, we're all in the same business, and that business is transformation. We're all in the transformation business. We're all going from who we were yesterday to who we want to become. Knowing yourself, finding out who you want to be, who you want to become. And it just seems like there's another pattern of people are finding this, not question, but part of their lives at different times. There's a different time scale on it, whether it's something that's happened, you know, for a negative or a struggle that kind of seems to change people's perception, or if it's, you know, later on in life where they just decide that I want to leave a legacy, or, you know, I want to leave an imprint or something as well. But it's all transformation, isn't it?
It's all transformation. And then you take, like, what I've done is I've taken a step forward and said, well, okay, what's the point in transforming myself? I'm going to die anyways. But ultimately, what I'm noticing happens is in transforming yourself, you inspire others to do so as well. You inspire your family, your community, your city, your world. And what happens long term, well after you're probably dead, is you have inched the net score of humanity forward in some way. And that's one of my core goals. Like, let's inch that net score of humanity forward in my own little way.
Hmm. Yeah, that's well true. And I mean, I got to a point where, yeah, I had to transform myself, but now I want to help encourage my kids to be able to help transform and help other people. So what I'm transferring now through things I've learned, and we all make mistakes still, life's not, you know, always straightforward, but you encourage your children to become better people. And I say to Freddie as well, I used to say every time I used to drop them off is, don't forget, be kind, have fun, and help people. And I say those same three things. And he used to say, when I used to go to say it to him, by the end of, you know, me saying it, he's like, I know that, be kind, have fun, help people. And I said this to him again the other day as he went, as he got a lift to school, and he remembered it and he said it. And I think, yeah, that's when you pass it down to like your children or, yeah, just the people is good things. What's it about?
I love that. Keep doing that.
Yeah. And it's hard, you know, you forget those things. And especially with the kids as well, they're the important things, just to remember the simplify things. Just be kind, have fun,
and help people. Be kind and have fun. Be kind, have fun, and help people. That's a great way to end this little session.
Definitely. Yeah, this is a good one again. So yeah, great chat with Rob. Go back to the podcast, listen in again if you haven't heard it. Tell your friends, share it on Instagram. Start telling people about this podcast, because it isn't just, you know, Adnan and Dan turning up every night, every morning, just wanting to, you know, chat to each other. We enjoy these chats, but we want to help you. We want to help you, the listeners. So share it, pass it on. That's the game. Thanks for listening. Leave us a review. Tell us what you think. Find us at Instagram, bailforward.pod. If you know someone that wants to be on the show, or if you want to be on the show, give us a shout, DM us, and we'll see you soon.